we go back to this last time a little bit. The words of a wise of Reverend Sopoko, his spiritual director. See what he says. With total humility, we cannot be pleasing to God. Practice the third degree of humility. That is, not only must one refrain from explaining and defending oneself when reproached with something, but one should rejoice at the humiliation. Rejoice, not just accept. The third degree, rejoice. Easy to do that? Yes or no? We have to learn. If the things you are telling me really come from God, prepare your soul for the great suffering. So you really live for God, there will be some suffering waiting for you. Unless you don't want to serve God strictly, you just let it be, whatever will be, perhaps not much suffering. But you sincere, go straight ahead in the will of the Lord, some suffering. You will encounter disapproval and persecution. They will look upon you as a hysteric and eccentric. But the Lord will lavish His graces upon you. True works of God always meet opposition and are marked by suffering. If you encounter quite a lot of suffering, perhaps you're really living for the gospel. Is it true? The more you live for Jesus, the more you encounter suffering. Is it true? Huh? Not very much. If God wants to accomplish something, sooner or later, He will do so in spite of the difficulties. So don't worry. God will continue. Your part, in the meantime, is to arm yourself with great patience. Just wait. When the Reverend Dr. Sopoko went to the Holy Name, Father Dabrowski was the community's confessor. During the confession, he asked me if I was aware of the high degree of spiritual life that was present in my soul. I answered that I was aware of it and knew what was going on within me. To this, the Father replied, "You must not destroy what is going on in your soul, nor must you change anything on your own. It is not in every soul that a beautiful gift of the higher interior life is manifest as it is in your case. Be careful not to waste these great graces of God." So, these priests encourage her, don't lose heart. It's weak. Because we are human. We have a human body, you know, encountering all this opposition that she explained. No? But previously, this priest had put me through many trials. It seems he doesn't believe what he's saying, what she's saying, you know. Hysteric, eccentric. One or two in that the Lord wanted these things of me, that is, the painting of the image, the establishing the feast of the Divine Mercy, and the founding of a new community. He laughed at me and told me to come to confession at 8 in the evening, long time ago. When I came at 8, a brother was already locking the church. When I told him that Father had ordered me to come at that time and asked me to let Father know I was there, the good brother went to let him know. Father told him to tell me that priests do not hear confessions at that time of the day, not 8 p.m. But he asked her to come at 8 for confession. He said, no confession at 8. It's a trial. I returned home empty-handed and did not go to confession to him again. But I made a whole hour's adoration and took on certain mortification for him, that he might attain lights from God in order to know souls. But when Father Sopoko left and his substitute for him, I was forced to go to confession to him. She didn't want. Yet, when previously he had been unwilling to acknowledge these interior inspirations, he now put me under obligation to be faithful to them. Change. God lets such things happen sometimes, but may he be glorified in everything. Still, it requires much grace not to falter. January 10th, 1934, annual retreat. My Jesus, again, the moment approaches when I will be alone with you. Jesus, I ask you with all my heart, let me know what there is in me that displeases you, and also let me know what I should do to become more pleasing to you. Do not refuse me this favor and be with me. I know that without you, Lord, all my efforts will not amount to much. Oh, how I rejoice at your greatness, O Lord. The more I come to know you, the more ardently I yearn for you and sigh after you. Jesus gave me the grace of knowing myself. In this divine light, I see my principal fault. It is pride, which takes the form of my closing up within myself and of a lack of simplicity in my relations with Mother Superior. So it's like another type of pride, not open to oneself. The second light concerns speaking. I sometimes talked too much. It happens to us. We are so free to talk. They cannot talk too much in the convent. No? There was certain time of, usually they have to stay in silence at the convent. But we are not, everything, everywhere. Now today, so many cell phone. Even we cook, we can talk. A thing could be settled in one or two words. And as for me, I like too much time about it. But Jesus wants me to use that time to say some more indulgent prayers for the souls in purgatory. Next time, if you want to gossip more things, say the prayers for the souls in the purgatory. And the Lord says that every word will be weighed on the day of judgment. Whatever you do for the souls in the purgatory is rewarded. The third light concerns our rules. I have not sufficiently avoided the occasions that lead to breaking the rules, especially that of silence. It's many excuses to talk. I will act as if the rule were written just for me. It should not affect me at all how anyone else might act, as long as I myself act as God wishes. Resolution. Whatever Jesus demands of me regarding external things, I will immediately go and tell my superiors. Obedience. I shall strive for childlike openness and frankness in my relations with the superior. Jesus loves hidden souls. A hidden flower is the most frequent. I must strive to make the interior of my soul a resting place for the heart of Jesus. In difficult and painful moments, O my Creator, I sing you a hymn of trust. For bottomless is the abyss of my trust in you and in your mercy. Since she is chosen to be the secretary of divine mercy, so she will be the first one to practice his trust. From the moment I came to love suffering, it ceased to be a suffering for me. It's wonderful, huh? By the time you love suffering, it's no more suffering. Only when we want to reject it, become more suffering. Is it true? It's true, right? Suffering is the daily food of my soul. I will not speak with a certain person, because I know that Jesus does not like it and that she does not profit by it. At the feet of the Lord, hidden Jesus, eternal love, our source of life, divine madman, in that you forget yourself and see only us. Before creating heaven and earth, you carried us in the depths of your heart. O love, O death from abasement, O mystery of happiness, why do so few people know you? Why is your love not returned? O divine love, why do you hide your beauty? O infinite one, beyond all understanding, the more I know you, the less I comprehend you. The more we know Jesus, the less we feel we know Jesus. As if we know men wholeheartedly know Jesus. But the more we know, the more we find out we don't know much. The love of Jesus, too full, out of my mind, our mind. Yet because I cannot comprehend you, I better comprehend your greatness. I do not envy the seraphim, the fire, for I have a greater gift deposited in my heart. They admire you in rapture, but your blood mingles with mine. The angels didn't share the divine life, the blessed sacrament. Only we human beings, we share the life of Jesus in the sacrament, of the blessed sacrament. The seraphim, by the nature, they are so close to God, they don't. But we are, as in her words, we are much closer to Jesus because we share his blood. The seraphim didn't. Oh, why do you hide in faith? Love tears away the veil. There is no veil before the eye of my soul. For you yourself have drawn me into the bosom of secret love forever. Praise and glory be to you, O indivisible Trinity, one God, unto ages of ages. God made known to me what true love consists in and gave light to me about how in practice to give proof of it to him. True love of God consists in carrying out God's will. To show God our love in what we do, all our actions, if the least, must spring from our love for God. Love for God means love for his holy will. We say if we say love and don't follow his will, it's not love. At times, the will of God, you have to change yourself, no? When you want to change. And we say, we don't have a changed heart. We say, I love God, Jesus, I love you, but I don't want to change. I don't want to see you in your will. Not enough. And the Lord said to me, my child, you please me most by suffering. in a physical as well as a mental sufferings, my daughter, do not seek sympathy from creatures. Many times one seek comprehension, sympathy, empathy from people. Don't. I want the frequency of your suffering to be pure and unadulterated. I want you to detach yourself, not only from creatures, but also from yourself. Suffering is suffering. Don't just ask for understanding. Even yourself, don't understand. Don't worry. Just to be. My daughter, I want to delight in the love of your heart, a pure love, virginal, unblemished, untarnished. The more you will come to love suffering, the purer your love for me will be. Depending on nothing, not even yourself. Just pure, depend on Jesus. She shared all the chances. Whenever she needs, she can come to the chapel. Of course, you cannot come to church all the time. But with your heart, you can receive Holy Communion spiritually, you know? Let Jesus in. And remember, once, you know, we have talked about, we are the moving tabernacle of Jesus. The time you receive Jesus, keep him in your heart as if a tabernacle. The whole day, the whole week, the whole time, keep him. So you are adoring him spiritually. Don't look for so much consolation from outside. No. Jesus commanded me to celebrate the Feast of God's Mercy on the first Sunday after Easter. This I did through interior recollection and exterior mortification, wearing the belt for 3 hours in prayer and praying continuously for sinners and for mercy of the whole world. And Jesus said to me, "My eyes rest with pleasure upon this house today." I feel certain that my mission will not come to an end upon my death, but we begin, O doubting souls. I will draw aside for you the veils of heaven to convince you of God's goodness, so that you will no longer continue to wound with your distrust the sweetest heart of Jesus. God is love and mercy. Now, Jesus' words. My heart was moved by great mercy towards you, my dearest child, when I saw you torn to shreds because of the great pain you suffered in repenting for your sins. I see your love, so pure and true, and I give you first place among the virgins. You are the honor and glory of my passion. I see every abasement of the soul. Nothing escapes my attention. I lift up the humble even to my very throne because I want it so. So you can imagine our Heavenly Mother also. She's humble. Those who follow Jesus must practice this virtue, humility. Third degree of humility is to be humble with what? With joy. No? Another phrase. I want to love you as though human souls had ever loved. And although I am utterly miserable and small, I have nevertheless cast the anchor of my trust deep down into the abyss of your mercy. Oh my God and Creator, in spite of my great misery, I fear nothing but hope to sing you a hymn of glory forever. Let no soul, even the most miserable, fall prey to doubt. For as long as one is alive, each one can become a great saint. So great is the power of God's grace. It remains only for us not to oppose God's action. So we all call to be great saints of the Lord. Don't tell yourself, only Faustina is called for this. All. No doubt. Go ahead. No, this is imitation. Of course, that's her from her internal disposition. But I take it as a kind of advice. Faustinus wants us to see all of you like her, be joyful in suffering, be humble, just only be pure. Depends on Jesus alone, not even on yourself. No secret attention, understanding, comprehension from people. Oh Jesus, if only I could become like mist before your eyes to cover the earth so that you would not see its terrible crimes. Jesus, when I look at the world and its indifference towards you, again and again, it brings tears to my eyes. But when I look at the cold soul of a religious, my heart bleeds. So most of our sin is this kind of indifference, spiritually indifference, doesn't care. You know many things, just doesn't care. Worse is for religious, she said. Once when I returned to my cell, I was so tired that I had to rest the moment before I started to undress. When I was already undressed, one of the sisters asked me to fetch her some hot water. Although I was tired, I dressed quickly and brought her the water she wanted. Even though it was quite a long walk from the cell to the kitchen, and the mud was ankle deep. Excuse me. When I re-entered my cell, I saw the ciborium with the Blessed Sacrament, and I heard this voice. Take this ciborium and bring it to the tabernacle. Sorry. I hesitated at first, but when I approached and touched it, I heard this voice, these words. Approach each of the sisters with the same love with which you approach me. Whatever you do for them, you do it for me. A moment later, I saw that I was alone. Is it wonderful? She was tired, undressed, and dressed up again, walked a long walk to bring water to another sister. I think, in her heart, she didn't want, but also out of charity. So Jesus gave her a real lesson. When he came back, she saw ciborium on the table. And he asked her back, bring back to the chapel. By that time, you're aware, Jesus says, whatever you do to the least, you're doing it to me. It's wonderful. So it applies to our life. Whatever you do to the least, not only little baby or adults, but those people don't understand you, misunderstand you, just be happy. be joyful. This humility. Jesus said, you dare, let you be a saint. There's a Faustina was in a church, in a convent. Nobody understand her, only criticize her, thinking that she's idiot. She suffered. All these sufferings please Jesus. Not that Jesus wants us to be in suffering, but in suffering we are one with the Lord, our hearts more pure. It's purification. But Jesus wants to punish us. No, no way. God is love. Never punish people. God loves people. But at times through some problems, difficulties, so that your heart come back. Because many times we say, we are capable to do many things. But not. For the peace of our soul, we can't do anything. Only trust. So, thanks, Faustina. You give us so much inspiration so that we can live. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you. So now we say our chapter, Divine Mercy.